mobile low-bandwidth simulcast of this show available on Alpha Geek Radio. Using your mobile device web browser, go to mobile.alphageekradio.com to tune in now.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your comeback couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Is Monday, February 9th, 2015.
And this is episode 169.
Why are you laughing at me?
Because you were like, oh crap, I didn't write that in the notes.
No, but I said it.
But then you said.
But I said it like a pro.
But then you was like, wait a minute.
Like a pro.
Maya and Zoe are 7 months today.
You need to shut up and stop telling everybody what my secret was for our comeback
That
show.
Is the only reason. That Miss Valentine.
Know? How do you know?
Because I know how you work.
You can't prove it. Is
I can the ask
issue.
You. I can ask you.
I'll just lie.
You said you would never lie to me again.
And that was all a lie.
And that was a lie itself, wasn't it?
Oh, man. So it's been since the middle of October?
It has
so
been.
It's been.
Yeah. Middle of October.
Three and a half months?
Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah,
it's been here.
It has been a while. Since we sat down in these seats, behind these mics, plugged into a mixer, and broadcasting this live and recording it for everyone.
And I just have to say up front, kids ruin everything.
Kids are horrible. They're cute.
They're cute.
They are absolutely cute.
But they ruin everything.
And you love them.
But they ruin everything.
Everything.
You can't do anything you want to do for a while.
Yeah.
They say it gets better, and it does, but it's still not totally there yet. But it will be. But,
yeah.
I mean, I'll be glad when they're old enough to play a WoW, and then we can have almost a full party.
You know what I'm saying?
We'll be good to go.
Like, I think, here's how I think it's going to happen. I think Zoe's going to want a tank.
You know what? It doesn't matter. I'm going to raise one of them to be a tank. Like, I'm going to tout the benefits of tanking from when they're very, very little.
Right.
And so then they're going to want to tank. And they're going to argue about who's taking it. Like, all right, you can take turns tanking for mommy and daddy. We'll always have a tank.
Boom.
Bam.
There you go. That's how you raise your kids.
That's right.
So who do we have with us today?
We have some people in the house. We have Zabi, Udella, Tiber, Thunderheart. We also have Punk Gopher and Moo Hogan, JK Grammar. JB Hannah's always here no matter what. You gotta love it. Hando is here. Diddy and from the great white North America's hat, Canada Bronco.
Captain Canada himself.
He is Captain Canada.
Bronco. And on the Twitch side of the house, I want to say hi to all the viewers over watching us on Viking Lass's channel. Hi, everybody. Thanks for hosting Mr. Viking Lass. And then also on that channel, we have Aaron watching us along with his wonderful daughter, Eve. How you doing?
Hi, Eve.
And then we also have X-Cam. X-Cam's watching us over there.
Oh, cool.
Apparently, he doesn't know about Valentine Cast Live. You know, he can jump in the IRC and talk with us there. But you know what? He can hang out on the Twitch side of
the
house.
He can be here if he wants.
You know, I'm actually watching that over there as well. So what's going on, X-Cam? We're going to go to Black Rock Foundry tomorrow, huh? Yeah. You're going to do some more raideration.
Oh, my gosh. Don't even get me started on the new raids.
Yep.
Wow.
So,
but a lot's been happening since we left.
Oh, yeah. So let's go ahead and jump right into it.
We don't have any show notes. This is a comeback show.
All right, here we go.
Weekend Wrap-Up!
That's how you people say it, right?
Did you just use the Weekend Wrap-Up for like the past 3 months?
Just think of life as having a 3-month weekend. Wouldn't that just be absolutely amazing?
I sign up for that.
A 3-month weekend.
I sign up for that.
I want one that. Like that.
I do that.
Oh, yeah. So, what have we been up to October? So,
excluding baby things.
Let's do the holidays first.
Okay.
All right. We're going to do
let's give you a rundown of
we're
going to
do a holiday. So, Thanksgiving, which we normally go to South Carolina, North Carolina, and, you know, we visit family that we don't get to see often. This year, it was going to be a huge hassle. So, what we ended up doing this year is we had our own Valentine cast Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, and the first Thanksgiving, I've not gone out of town in a long time. But it was cool.
It was cool.
We, like, me, Jay, and the girls, we were here. And we made food.
Yep. Let's go back a few days before
okay.
that.
Okay, all right.
A few days before that, as you all know, we always miss a certain somebody who comes and hang out with us every Monday night when we record it every Monday night. Puck, go for himself. He swung by the Valentine Village.
That was cool.
And he hung out with us, and he is one amazing dude. You know, got to meet him in real life, like for real. We FaceTimed, we texted, we talked on the phone. We passed each other two ships sailing in the night.
He passed notes in class.
You know, and then we got to see him. We got to play some Love Letter,
yep.
Munchkin Love Letter.
And he brought us amazing popcorn.
He brought us amazing popcorn.
Oh, and you don't know how long I munched on that. Like at work, I took like a big old Ziploc baggie to work with my lunch, and it made it amazing. You have no idea.
And we still have the tin up there.
We have the tin.
It's sitting on top of the dryer. It was like, I don't want to throw it away.
I know.
And
so it was amazing.
He's amazing. I mean, I'm hoping not giving out too much, but I hear he has some stuff going on with a possible show, and I swear.
You're pulling a Johnson for him.
I hope he's not doing one now, and I just haven't known about it because I've been too freaking busy to even try to catch up.
I can't even keep up with anything these days. So.
Right.
And I have no shame. I used to feel really sorry. Now I don't feel as bad.
Right.
People will forgive you a lot when you have babies.
Right.
I learned that. They're like, oh, you have babies. I'm like, yeah, I just got out of that.
Well, it did, but then there's... Then you have some folks that forget that you have babies.
Yeah, that's true.
And they're inconsiderate. It's kind of like, hey, why don't you want to come over at 9 o'clock at night?
Yeah, people don't realize that after anytime after 6 is no bueno for us.
Oh yeah, yeah. So let me turn this down. So for Christmas, Mr. Feisty put out an EP,
mm-hmm.
and he gave us a copy of it. You know,
he's awesome. That's why.
Yeah. So it's going to be a little bit of our music in the background. And of course, we're going to have some Andrew Allen in the background. So Thanksgiving, we made food, and you're going to don't laugh.
Food.
I ordered a Cajun fried turkey.
Of course he did.
From, Dickie's Barbecue.
Yes.
I got a ham from Costco. I cooked the ham. We also got the pre-made but fresh macaroni from Costco.
Yep, yep.
We had a Costco Thanksgiving.
It was a lot of food from Costco, but it was cool, though, actually.
It was
because when you have kids like that, it's just easier to get stuff kind of that's pre-made or half pre-made, and you just got to pop it in the oven or whatever,
And the cool thing with what we got, it wasn't overly processed. Yeah. I mean, like, the mashed potatoes we got were Main Street mashed potatoes, and they were just russet potatoes. And it's kind of like, all right, I guess I could have made those. But, hey, it only took 6 minutes to throw them in the microwave. The macaroni and cheese took, you know, almost an hour and a half to cook. The ham took about 2 hours, 3 hours to cook.
Yeah, and you know what? And we got to enjoy our food instead of slaving all day in the kitchen. So,
it was really nice. So,
and twins were great while we ate. It was a nice, relaxing.
Mom made me some collard greens before she left.
That's true.
I requested some collard greens before Mom left. And that, it was great. I mean, it was really good. It was really good. And then that was pretty much Thanksgiving. We didn't do any Black Friday shopping.
We skipped Halloween.
Well, we dressed the girls up. Oh no, we didn't skip. I did skip Halloween. But I just start with off with Thanksgiving. We're talking about the holiday. We don't have to go in order. So let's jump back a little bit further.
We don't have to go in order.
We don't
Who are
have
you
to go in order.
To?
Let's jump back to.
We didn't do anything for Halloween.
Halloween?
No. I was just giving him a hard time.
No, but we did dress the girls up.
We did.
And we dressed them up in the doggy and penguin suit.
And that's a bit. And then it promptly came off not that long ago.
I painted some pumpkins and we took pictures. And then for the first time since we lived in this neighborhood, we actually had kids stop by for Halloween candy.
Real? Yes.
I cannot believe it.
And it was raining and they still came by.
They came by. And
even though, you know, all right, what is up with kids these days and not saying thank you when you give them freaking candy? I almost want to snatch their bag back and take the candy back. That is so rude and inconsiderate.
Yeah.
If you get free candy and not like Dum Dums and Tootsie Rolls, I'm talking about,
we get some good candy.
Good candy. And then you're just gonna, and you don't even say trick or treat. You walk up to the door, you hold your bag out.
Well, the little kids
get
said
candy, and you walk away. Is that the new way to trick or treat?
The little kids said trick or treat.
Okay, well, I'm talking about the older kids. The older kids suck. Okay.
The other kids like, yeah, you little kid, trick or treat. Thank you. That's what it is. That's kind of how they go. They mumble under their breath. You know how it is.
No.
Man.
Well, they need to stand up straight and they need to say trick or treat when you come to the door.
Man, Renee, JK kind of hit that on the head. And this is a side that I never heard of Renee. Renee, it sound like old woman Valentine. You sound like Black Mama.
Big Mama, you mean?
No, Black Mama.
What is Who is Black Mama?
Don't you run from me.
Oh, who the stand-up was that?
That was Sinbad.
Sinbad's stand-up, okay.
Nah, Big Mama, you know. I don't know what's going on. Renee is off the hook.
I'm not off the hook. I'm just... So, kids change you, darn it. Leave me alone.
So, are we going to talk about Hanukkah?
We can talk about whatever you want.
Or do we want to go on to Christmas?
For Hanukkah, we did nothing. I thought about Hanukkah. Does that count?
Yeah, I did too. Then on Thanksgiving, not Thanksgiving, but Christmas, again, we hung out here. We had Christmas here at the Valentine's for a little bit. And then we went over to Mom and Dad's and had Crock of Valentine Gray.
And the girls weren't too spoiled, thank goodness. And
yeah,
everybody had a good family time. The girls had a great Christmas. But if you have kids that are 5 months old, 4 or 5 months old, don't go buy them a gift. Just give them some wrapping paper. They'll be just as happy.
Yeah.
Because the gifts, at that age, they're for the parents.
Yeah.
All the gifts I get them, they're for me, essentially.
Right, right.
They're for me to watch them play. That's why... Like, my dad used to say, you take your kids to Disney World, it's your joy is watching them have fun instead of you have fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially if you go too early. You know, we have a plan. We have a plan we're trying to work on.
Good plan, great plan.
Yeah, good plan, great plan. We're going to take the girls to Christmas, Disney. When they're like eight or nine.
We said about 8 or 9 because that's a good age that they'll remember, but they're still young enough to enjoy the magic.
I won't be 50 yet.
At Disney World. You won't be. So you get to go to Disney World.
Yeah. That's horrible. I'm sitting here thinking about, I'm going to be 40 in June.
That's awesome.
When the girls graduate, I'm going to be 40. I'm going to be 58 years old.
When they graduate from high school? Well, think how old I'll be. Don't roll your eyes at me.
You're gonna be like 45.
Hey, I have a gray hair.
You hear that? Renee has.
I have like 2 or 3.
Oh, stop the press! Stop the press! Beep, 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 beep. Renee has a gray hair.
3.
Renee has 3 gray hairs. Shut it.
I hate you. Anyway, but so we had a great Christmas. New Year's was great. I've gotten used to writing 2015 and my code. So that's great. No, I don't actually use the year 2015. I just put it at the top of my programs when I create them. So it's nothing. Oh, and doing when I do when I'm searching for certain records or whatever. I've been putting, like, man, this queries took forever to come back. Okay. Oh wait, I said 2014.
Let me just step back for a minute. So, Udella, Zabi, and Muhogan calling us youngins.
Yes.
So here's my thing. Y'all ain't that much older than us.
Really?
Y'all can't be, because y'all are young.
It'd be different if y'all were like,
and y'all vibrant.
Y'all were like 70 now, but y'all not.
Y'all young and vibrant, and y'all enjoying life. I want to be like y'all. See, that's why I think they're just our age.
See, and the thing is, though, y'all are around our age, but y'all got kids that are like older. So we'll still be parenting and dealing with drama, or y'all be all kid free in the house. So I just gotta say that. I mean, really. And Bronco ain't got no kids in the house. He's like kid free.
Right.
Living it up.
Yeah.
He ain't got no kids screaming and crying at 2 a.m. That's all I'm saying.
But yeah.
So we had a good new year, and everything's been good.
Yeah. And I will say, so as we said, we have been playing some WoW.
We got back into WoW. Well, I thought I wasn't going to get into WoW, and I really wasn't. But thanks to an awesome friend gifted some WoW time to Jay and I.
Yep.
So we got back in to Warlords, and I'm really enjoying it. And I thought I wouldn't be raiding until the girls were like 5 years old. I was convinced.
Renee, let me tell y'all.
I'm thoroughly convinced.
Let me tell you guys. Renee, she goes to the extreme when it comes to girls. She's like, oh, man. They're going to be like 20 before I be able to raid again. Everybody in the raid is going to be dead, and I'm not going to be able to raid anymore.
No.
They're going to be moved on.
I was like, nobody from Not in the Face is going to be raiding in WoW anymore. By the time I get to raid, no one's going to be together anymore, and then I'll be stuck. And then, I mean, I'm still in this mode with other things. Like, by the time we eventually get out to Nurtacular again, Nurtacular will be over.
Right.
I'm already like, you know what? If Nurtec was over, I'll still just go out to Colorado and take a vacation or something.
What you been doing in Colorado?
Visit Reggie.
Oh, you said Nurtec. I thought you were talking about Utah.
Well, that's why I said go to Colorado. It's in that basic area. Brian's in Colorado.
Yeah.
Maybe Scott can go to Colorado. We have like a little mini Nurtacular. Yeah. And then it'll just turn into a Nurtacular all over again. Like, people will hear about it and be like, ooh, I want to come. Be like Nurtacular Colorado.
Maybe there'll be a Nurtacular East Coast by then.
People have been talking about it. Little droplets of...
Of what?
I've heard people mention that they would want one. No real concrete anything, but...
One.
I've heard interest in...
Oh, in the East Coast one?
In the East Coast Nurtacular.
But if they do it, who's going to do it?
I know.
Mr. Matthews, I guess?
It's going to take... It's going to take Michaels? some intense planning.
Yeah.
And someone has to want to take that on is the problem. But yeah. Anyway, back to WoW. So, I was slow getting to 100. Really slow.
Right.
Because at that time, I was still taking care of the girls a lot. Because they needed a... They needed so much attention.
Well, that and we're still getting in the groove of going back to work.
Yeah. So, but I finally got 100 on my rogue. And so far I have 2 100s. I have a rogue and a hunter. My hunter is kind of my throwaway character. I don't enjoy playing hunters anymore. I just can't get into it. Mm-hmm. Can't get into the groove of it. It's just, I just don't like it anymore. I used to. So... Man, I finally got back in. So for my rogue, I always loved assassination. That was my spec. That was what I wanted to do. So, but then I read, that is not the spec for raiding, whatever. So I went combat. I did it. it was boring. I didn't really like it, but I did it anyway. Then they said, oh, wait, subtlety is good. I tried it, hated subtlety. Went back to Assassination, and that's where I had my groove. Renee got her groove back with her rogue, and she is Assassination, and I'm rating. Numbers are decent for my item level. Not great, but decent. So I'm happy.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud you stuck with it, because I know you were getting frustrated, and you felt like you were being a burden, and you were trying to figure yourself out, and you really wasn't trying to be carried. I appreciate your, you know, strong will and trying to figure out what's going on.
Hando said that WoW won't be around in 5 years. I'm really sad now.
What's Hando know?
You know what? When they start bringing new content, that is the time for me to get all the little nitpicky stuff done. Yes. When they stop making expansions is when I can go back and get all the pets.
Yeah.
And WoW. Every single one.
So
that's what I'm going
to
do.
I have to admit, I got my fifth 100 this week.
So take that.
And there's an achievement for it.
Hando, he has 5 100s. Okay.
But here...
You said, damn, 2 100s. What about this dude over here?
Here's my thing, though. I didn't know there was an achievement for 5 100s.
So everybody saw.
And I was like, well, that was embarrassing.
Why is it embarrassing?
Because I have 5 100s.
Why is that embarrassing, though?
Okay, so when...
I think people are impressed.
So when we were playing Wrath, you remember we was playing Wrath? I was embarrassed when I had 10 80s. Was it 80s back then or 70s?
And now 10's a little excessive. Okay.
Well, this is how it started. That's how it started. I'm like, and I'm 96 on my next character. My rogue is like 96 right now.
See, it's different. You work from home. When you have breaks, you get to play a little WoW. I work at the office. When I have breaks, I get to watch a little Netflix. So it's a little different.
I mean, to be honest, I mean, you get so much rested, and I just queue for dungeons. I don't know.
That's how you do it. I go slow because I like the quest. Even though I've done the quest twice already, I'm doing them a third time on my priest right now. And oh my gosh, shadow priests, they are so paper. They're like, I've died so much where I never died on my hunter or rogue. But anyway.
But here's the thing. I mean, once you've done it twice, you kind of know which quests are important and which ones are not.
I do them all.
So you don't have to do them all is what I'm
saying. But I do them all because I want to. Don't you start telling me what to do just because we're doing the podcast.
Nah, I didn't tell you what to do. I told you you didn't have to.
I know.
You can do what you want to do. You don't have to do anything.
I don't have to do all the quests. I knew that from the very beginning.
I mean, like I said, I mean, I just know the whole. I know the line of quests and how it goes and how it deviates. And I have it all. You know how I quest, baby.
Hogan said 5 100 and twins. See, twins and 5 100s.
No, like I
said, Superman.
Like I said,
Superman.
once you get it figured out, it's not that hard.
Watch me, you.
It's really not that hard. And
hey, Dokador.
Hey, Doc. She showed up earlier.
I know she was in here earlier.
I meant to say hi.
I meant to say hi too. So.
And I've absolutely been. I loved your throwback pictures from last week.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The man from... You liked him.
The what?
The throwback pictures.
Oh, I didn't know what you were talking about. Throwback pictures. I thought she was...
Throwback Thursdays.
Okay, anyway.
Throwback Thursdays.
I know what you're talking about now.
But yeah, we're raiding WoW. Having fun. We raid on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So it was nice that we played WoW at night. We probably could have been doing the show, but we kind of decided we still needed that breather. The girls were kind of...
Yeah, we need a little bit of time.
A little bit of time and kind of, you know, I'm pressing it now because the monitor's on. I'm waiting for one of them to scream here in a minute. But anyway, you know.
Well, Hogan said that's because you're running your Shadow Priest like a major rogue. Priest can solo without an issue. I don't understand what that means. So I'm running my Shadow Priest like a major or a rogue. So I don't know. I'm following what they said in Icy Veins, I guess.
What are you talking about? Are you having trouble leveling?
No, I'm dying.
Well, babe,
I feel like it's just, I don't know, not doing enough damage. And people said that video is lagging out on them.
Really?
Udella and Dokodor said it.
Oh, man. What's going on?
I'm not doing anything over here.
You're not watching Netflix?
Nope. I'm watching Netflix. Not playing WoW. Not doing any of that.
You're not doing anything?
Nope.
Oh, let me.
It's not me.
Let me see. Go.
Yeah, I shield. I do the, whatchamacallit? Little hour buff that gives me a shield. What's it called? I do that one. I'm a priest.
I wonder if it's, No, I look fine. Well, I'm looking at the Twitch channel. I wonder if everybody's on the Valentine Live. Let me see.
But anyway, so I'll talk while you do that. So, Shadow Priest, once I get done with that, I basically get my people up to 100 for to have options if I need to, and for their professions. I pimp out my alts for their professions. My priest is my tailorer enchanter, and my hunter is now my jewel crafter. I dropped jewel crafting for skinning. So, but I'm having fun. The garrisons are essentially Simpsons Tapped Out, which I stopped Simpsons Tapped Out, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
We stopped doing that. We were so into that, and we stopped. I haven't been back to it since I stopped.
Yeah. So. We didn't, did we even do it in July? When did we stop?
When the babies were born.
Huh.
We stopped because it was too much.
Yeah. And then, too, we were checking out Facebook and everything else. So, yeah. I don't know why the video's lagging. I mean, it could be folks' internet connection, I guess. I don't know. On everywhere else I'm looking, it looks fine. So, what else? Oops. I'm all up in the
mic. I haven't been playing any other games but that.
Yeah, so we've been sort of playing WoW.
WoW.
We've been cooking a lot.
What happened? So I started meal planning again, because if you don't meal plan, you're like, okay, it's Wednesday. What are we going to do for dinner? I have no idea. Let's get pizza. You know, and I was tired of spending money and eating out when we didn't have to. So I started meal planning again. And it's, you know, I make a meal plan for the week on Friday. Get all the ingredients on the shopping list. We go shopping for it on Saturday and Sunday, and we're good. So that's pretty cool for us.
Okay.
What?
We weren't on the air on Alpha Geek Radio.
That's terrible.
Oh.
Hi, Todd Whitehead.
Man.
We can't start all over, Jay.
No, we can't.
Oh.
I mean, but no, I just turned it on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Gnome-wise.
JK has been playing Trivia Crack lately, and I've seen people play it, but I'm not diving into my big toe into that, because I'll just lose all the time. I'm not even going to try.
And
gonna do it.
While we have, is Gnome-wise still here? Hey, Todd, I want to talk to you a little bit about using the video, was it Alpha Geek TV? Yeah.
So that's cool, but I tell you what I've been really into. I've been binging out on TV, because let me tell you, I wake up at 5 o'clock every morning. Most of the time everybody else is still asleep, and I have to pump, because I'm still pumping 7 months strong, still pumping.
Renee is
so I have to pump for an hour at 5 a.m. so might as well watch some Netflix. So I have blown through all of Gilmore Girls. I got caught up on, I blew through all of Parenthood. Great show. I'm pretty much caught up on Dance Moms, except for season 5. And now I am binge watching Big Love on HBO Go.
Okay.
So I am on a binge, and I watched a couple movies.
So
I watched Devil.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it was stupid.
Who's in that? I've seen that.
It has the dude from Mindy Project, her boyfriend.
Oh, you watched that?
Yeah, it's not good.
Really? Oh man, I kind of wanted to see that.
No, you don't. It's not. It's dumb. You don't want to watch it.
Okay.
And then I watched Road Trip. with the dude that Seth Rogen. And oh,
who was in that? Let's see.
And he went with his mother.
Huh.
What is was it Road Trip?
I don't know.
Oh, it's not Road Trip. It's Rogan Trip. What is it called? The Guilt Trip.
We watched that one together. We didn't. Yes, we did.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
When?
We watched that. We watched it. Yes, we did.
Nope.
Babe.
We didn't watch it. Oh, my God. I would have remembered if I had seen that. Look up The Guilt Trip. We didn't watch it recently, did we?
We watched it.
But then we didn't watch it. We watched it. Did he watch MI5? I wonder how that is. And Hogan said I should watch Chef. Is Chef a series or a Chef a movie? And Gilmore Girls was amazing. If you're out on the road,
Renee didn't like it. Her favorite was Parenthood.
All you gotta do is call my name. Oh yeah, Parenthood. Here. This is how the theme song goes, and I don't want to hear anything different. May God bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others and let others do for you. May you build a lot of juice bars. Climb on every rung. May you stay. Yes, I thought it said build a lot of juice bars for at least the first two seasons. And I was like, why the hell would you want to build a lot of juice bars?
Right.
Come on, everyone. That makes no sense. But I didn't bother to worry about it. I just said, hey. But then I had a hankering to look up the words. And I was like, huh. You say build a ladder to the stars. Not build a lot of juice bars. But I still say build a lot of juice bars. Well, so.
Sounds like I need to watch this Chef because Sophie Virago's in there.
Yeah, you just like her for her boobs and her legs.
She's very pretty.
Yeah, she is very pretty.
I mean, if Idris Elba was in it, you'd
I
be
love
all
John
over.
Leguizamo, except his lips always are chapped. They look really chapped, like James Franco.
Uh-huh.
His lips always look chapped no matter what he's doing or what he's in.
I really try not to look at people's lips who are chapped. I really... I was watching a video today. And a lady's lips were chapped. And I was like.
So what'd you do? Did you start watching it?
No, I just turned my head and wait till she stopped talking and didn't look back. It was like an interview or something like that. And I was like, oh, this is horrible. That's just, you know, some things that I just can't look at. I've been horribly busy at work. I'm on a huge proof of concept at work right now. And it's just. Freaking nuts. I'm spending hours. I mean, like 80% of my day, I'm sitting on conference calls and go-to meetings and WebExes, setting up servers and this, that, and the other. And I'm absolutely glad I have a job where I get, you know, I'm getting paid and stuff. So I'm not complaining. But I am extremely, extremely busy.
Yeah, I'm busy at work too. Lots of stuff going on, so no real downtime. So, JK Grammar, if I say Sophia's name, I could say it wrong and say something really bad in Spanish. So I'm going to try to say it. He's going to tell me if I say it really bad. Sophia Vergara.
Vergara.
Vergara. Is that good? Okay. If I don't say the last syllable. How can you not say the... Vergar. I just said something really bad in Spanish.
Do you know what it is?
I don't know.
Oh. Vergar. But yeah, you can always just call it Sophia Valentine if you want.
Oh! I looked it up.
What? Okay. That is amazing, Moo Hogan. Oh, man. We have to talk, man. I've been thinking about you. I've been thinking about a lot of folks. Haven't caught a whale.
I see what it means in Spanish. It is pretty bad.
You can,
it's pretty vulgar.
You can link it in chat.
I'm a good girl. I don't link things like that.
She's a good girl. She don't link things like that. Now I'm going to have to look it up.
Anyway, so yeah, it's cool.
I cannot believe that I didn't start the Alpha Geek Radio. It was horrible. I'm glad that, you know, Mr. Whitehead hooked me up. I don't know. I have to look it up. So we got we've been playing WoW.
Mm-hmm.
Work's been going crazy.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day is coming up.
It is, which is our day. Now, are y'all taking y'all significant others to out to eat and giving them, you know, candies, chocolates, and having adult time in the bedroom? That day's not for y'all. The whole day is for us because it's Valentine's Day. I mean, it has our name in it. So y'all think you're celebrating for you, but you're not. I just want to let you know. Right. But y'all going to have your fun. Just know who you're really celebrating.
Right, right.
So, therefore, all chocolate should come to me. And by the way, if you want to eat like a crazy person and not gain too much weight, just start lactating.
So,
just start lactating because that's all you need to do.
So, how many ounces of milk do you currently have in the freezer? So, for you guys that don't know, Renee has filled two freezers of on milk.
Vergar. Verga. There you go, JK. Verga.
What?
He told me to say it, so I said it all out of turn. Go on. I have two freezers full of milk.
Yeah, how much do you have? I asked you how much.
5,868.
That's horrible. That's horrible.
That's how many ounces of milk I have in the freezer. But, yeah, so.
Yeah, Renee's been doing great with that. So we've been making our own baby food using the Vitamix.
Yep, but we pureed chicken.
Yeah, so
gross.
We did chicken and yeah, it was interesting.
JK's crazy.
I don't even know what the word means.
You just look it up. Verga. Put Verga Spanish.
I put R at the end of it.
Yeah, if you do Verga and then Spanish.
When I did Vergar, it took me to a swimsuit picture of Sophia.
Oh, so you got a little distracted. Okay. well, Hando, men can lactate if you really try hard enough. You would need a breast pump and probably some medication. Right. But it could happen. So, there you go. Congratulations.
Right.
So, yeah. So, that's our life has been kind of crazy. The girls are in a sleep regression, so they're waking up at night again. So, a little tired. But I try to get a little time in. And I'm reading a book that Jay got for us. He got two of us.
Right. Yeah, we both got this book. And
he got two of us. He got two of them for us.
So I bought two books. It's actually on the bestseller. It's All Joy and No Fun, The Paradox of Parenting. The Parenting Paradox.
The Parenting Paradox, yes. Because I think this is a common theme for a lot of parents, for young children. I think as they get older, this changes. But for young children, it's no fun, all joy. That's, you know, it's no fun. Spit up in your hair, the late nights, mm-hmm. the screaming, the teething. But the joy when they roll over, when they smile, when they laugh, you know. When they
pee when you change the diaper.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't call that joy, but I just think it's funny. It's like, well, I thank them for doing it before I, you know, put a new diaper on them. I'm like, you're awesome.
Right.
Thanks for saving me, you know, 50 cents. I really appreciate it.
Kids are expensive.
Kids are also expensive. And that is why we are probably, unless we win the lottery, probably not going to Nerdtacular this year either. So we're going to shoot for next year, but we'll see how that goes too. No promises. So, yeah, so that's how the Valentines have been doing. So, yep. I'm glad to be back. Letting you all... And life will be a little different. The Valentine cast might be a little shorter because we won't be doing as much stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll tell y'all what we have been doing for that week, even if it's short.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll just check in with y'all.
And we'll probably start having folks on and stuff like that. I mean, there's a lot of folks we're going to catch up with. You know... Oh, Mr. J.F. Dubois is with us.
Why are you giving... Why did you give us a sad face, Bronco? Oh, because they're attacking.
Have we for settled down said no Nerdtacular?
For this year, yeah.
We have? Oh, okay.
I said unless we win a lottery. I mean,
I guess I'm still holding out hope just for the last.
Sorry, I don't think there's any hope for this year. Dragon Con, we may come down to Atlanta,
right?
But not getting to Dragon Con proper,
right?
So,
and then also, some of you may know, Renee's going to be an aunt in May.
I am. My sister is currently pregnant, and I'm so excited. She's having a little boy. So,
that poor kid.
I'm so excited about him. Yay!
Yeah.
Oh, Diddy and Udella said Nerdtacular is probably out for them this year too.
So
but everybody needs to come 2016, and then everybody will be happy.
Hey, if anybody wants to come to Louisville, we have a bedroom. Or, you know what?
You finally cleaned it up, or Jay finally cleaned it up.
I did. And I'm not telling. The only people I'm telling are you guys. you know. But.
Oh, my gosh. If we win a lottery, that'd be so amazing. I'd be right at Nerdtacular.
Right.
And you get some money. If everybody checks under their chairs, you'll find $10,000.
Yay!
Yeah.
All right. We're cool.
Well, yeah, I don't think I have much else.
I don't think I have anything else. Except I do have a.
So much stuff.
I do have an email here.
Oh, wow.
You know,
I haven't checked the email.
It says, squee!
Hold on. Did the email do the hand gestures you just did?
I imagine that's how it went.
Okay.
Squee! It's back. Hi, Valentine's. I was very excited to see your announcement that you were starting the podcast back up and wanted to drop you guys a quick email just in case I don't make it into the chat room tonight. But guess what? They made it. I can't wait to catch up on all the goings on in the Valentine household. Big hugs to you both, you and your gorgeous girls. Lots of love, Nikki.
Nikki.
P.S.
Hey, Nikki, you're so fine.
You're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Nikki.
Hey, Nikki. I bet you never heard that one before. I bet that's all new, but you never heard that one.
So, and she also said she had a P.S.
Oh, what's P.S.?
The girls on your website from the last Valentine cast. Oh, my God. The girls have grown so much. Has it just been 4 months? Heart.
I can't either 7 months today. And just because I gush over my girls, because I'm a crazy mom now, but they are rolling over.
Whoa.
And
JF's going to be in Nashville March 5th through 6th.
Hey. That's cool.
Somebody else is in Nashville.
Yep.
Some other somebody's.
Yep.
I might have to make a trip.
Okay.
If you guys don't know JF.
I was about to. Okay. Keep going.
DuBois has put out a book called The Engineered Life. It's good.
I know. It's on the kitchen table.
I know.
Right now.
I know.
But the girls. I did want to give an update. Because, you know, people tend to like the girls for some reason. I think I heard it too.
Okay. Go ahead.
They are rolling. They are laughing, smiling. They are sitting up unassisted for a small period of time. And they love to tug on my necklace and wires and my pump tubes. And they love to eat my slippers. So they're kind of like dogs in that way.
It is funny. Like when they're laying on the floor, they're rolling around. And then if they get within arm's reach of each other or if one of them grabs another limb, it goes into the other's mouth.
And they love to pull hair.
Yes.
Which, is it wrong? I find it kind of cute in a way. Because it's like, oh, they're starting already. And then they don't know what they're doing, obviously. Right. But Yeah, it's a glimpse into what's to come. So.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited. As the shows go on, you know, it won't be so broad. We'll have more stuff to talk about and more. I mean, there's little nitpicky stuff I could talk about for hours, but I don't have hours because I just won't be doing that. So
right, and you know, life is busy, and I think we're back on it.
And one thing I did want to tell you, I'm finally listening to Serial.
What? Oh my god!
I got caught up on Morning Stream. So.
That's awesome.
I didn't tell you yet, so first time I'm telling Jay on Valentine's.
So how many episodes are you in?
I don't know.
Interesting.
I am. Hold on.
What?
Hold on. What? Episode 7.
Damn, you're almost done.
Oh, they're really short.
Dang,
I just started today.
Oh, okay. Never mind then. I get it. And then also with just to let you all know, everybody's using ValentineCastLive.com right now. We may be switching some things up. As some of you may know, Alpha Geek Radio, they actually have video channel as well now. So I'm gonna be talking with Todd and we're gonna see if see about putting our video over there, see if we can make that whole experience better for everybody. Sounds good.
Great plan.
All right, let's what's my music that I usually play to get out of here? Oh, is this it right here? Oh, that's it right there.
Oh, right. Man.
Oh, man. That's like an end of a show.
We made it. And I think we'll be able to do this. And, you know, some shows may get cut short, but, you know, we'll try to do our best to stay on it.
Yeah. Yep. I'm excited. I'm glad a lot of you showed up. I just want to say thank you so much for, I mean, being amazing.
And hanging in there with us.
I'm not going to lie. I was worried.
That everybody had left us?
Everybody's like, Jay and Renee, they ain't coming back.
Yep.
They out. You know, it's over. It's over. They got the kids. They got the goods. And they're running. And I'm glad to say right now, Duke almost lost to Florida State, but they won. Yes. So go Blue Devils. So if you want to reach us, you can do so. And you can see what we have going on. You can go to valentinecast.com to see what we have going on. Our Twitter feed is ValentineCast on Twitter. You can go to facebook.com/ValentineCast. Our YouTube channel is youtube.com/ValentineCast. Again, we record now at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
So we are an hour later than we used to be.
I think this is a good time for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
No rushing. JK's not, you know, burning down the street in Texas.
Yeah, it gives people time to get here.
Yeah, so. It does. Definitely it does. Chat room, family, thank you all for showing up. Really appreciate it.
Y'all are amazing.
Really appreciate it. If you want to contact us, you can do so at 415-75-VCAST. Is that right? You know what?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's some phone number. You'll hear it next show.
You'll hear it next time.
My Twitter feed. Hey.
I didn't even have the notes up. I'm like, you know what? We're going rogue.
You know,
hold on. Oh, here it is.
It's 415-75-VCAST, right?
417. Yeah. 75. Yes.
Were you about to sing a song?
No.
Oh.
What?
So it's 415-758.
8-2278.
Yeah, okay. It hadn't been that long. Just want to say thanks to Mr. Feisty, Andrew Allen Trio, Pretty Lights Music for letting us use their music during the show. It's great that you guys let us do that. We're glad to be back. Also, go check out Alpha Geek Radio on Patreon/AlphaGeek. Go check him out and see what he has going on. He's doing some great things for some folks. I'm sure he'll appreciate the support. I don't know. It's good to be back.
It's good to be back. I'm happy to be back.
I am happy to be back. If you have not taken the trash out, you need to go take the trash out. I already took the trash out before the show, so I don't have to take the trash out. I already started the dishwasher. Renee already got packed the lunch. I'm going to go do my garrison stuff. And
I'm going to go, I don't know. I might go read a book.
All right. You guys have a great night.
Bye, everybody.
We'll talk to you later. Bye now.
Boops, 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 boops